We're doing the laws of Birkat Kohanim. Today our custom is that all the Kohanim let down the talis over their faces and over their hands, and you don't see their hands and you don't see their faces. So even though in the times of the Talmud there's a discussion that Kohanim who have abnormalities in their hands should not do Birkat Kohanim because everyone's going to stare at their hands, he says that today, being that we cover our hands in the time of Birkat Kohanim, so people could, even a Kohen that has abnormalities in his hands, could do Birkat Kohanim. The same thing, different people have different pronunciations in the days of the Talmud, so that would cause people to stare. That would cause a distraction during prayer. But today, we don't have that problem here in Israel, because everyone's used to all the different types of pronunciations that we have, he says. But let's say you have a Kohen that cannot pronounce things correctly. It's not a matter of pronunciation. It's not that he's Sephardi or Ashkenazi, but it's just that he says things wrong. So then he says he should not do Birkat Kohanim because he will cause confusion if his pronunciation is different than everyone else. I'm with you.